Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But most of all, we really like self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, God, I had it and then it just left my head. What did I do?
Who among us?
Oh, God. Okay, I remember. So I actually went to a yoga class, but it was a special one because there's this girl who takes my class all the time, and
you were a happy mother duck.
I was a happy mother duck because
that made me laugh so hard. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're all mother ducks among us.
She takes my class all the time, and then she was like, I think I want to do teacher training, and I was like, hell yeah, you should. Like,
yeah,
you should definitely be a teacher. And so then she took teacher training, and she, like, got through it, and then she auditioned at the studio, and now she has two classes on the schedule that are hers.
That's amazing.
And so I was like, I'm going to come to your class, and I was like, that's, like, tell me if it'll make you nervous. Like, I won't come if it makes you nervous.
That was nice of you to ask.
And she's like, no, you should come. And I was like, okay, I'm coming. So I came today and I was so excited because I was like, I finally get to fucking, like, go to yoga. And she fucking killed it, dude. Like, she's like a natural. And she was
that's amazing.
Amazing. Her playlist was fire. Like, I was just like, yeah, I felt
so
like,
you needed to do this sooner.
Yeah, I was like, I felt like a proud mama duck. I was just like, oh my God, she's so good.
She's killing it.
She's killing it. So it was like, it felt good because it was like, you know, when you say at the end, like, the teacher in me sees the teacher in you. I was like, you're the teacher now. So it felt good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was fun.
It was like a sweet moment. So yeah. That was like my self-care that I just, it felt good to like, I don't know, feel like, oh, like a mentor kind of, but
yeah.
but she just fucking rocked it. She killed it.
Like, you had it in you all those whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to Kylie. I don't really tell people at yoga that I do a podcast. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like they'd be like, why are you saying fuck all the time? I don't know. But I did put a sticker up at the studio today. So
yes. So
if they do like listen randomly,
stickers, we have them,
then they'll see this side of me. So they'll that, like, was myself.
Wait, somebody else's name is Danae? That's crazy.
And so, and like, some people do know, but like, I don't just like announce it in my classes or anything.
It's kind of weird. It feels like self-promoting.
Yeah
so know.
That's kind of weird.
I tell anyone who listens.
I know, like, you
for more than you're welcome.
I should be more like, I don't know.
But you can't just be like, people are like, so yeah, that's when I decided, like, I had to break up with him. You're like, well, Carl's like, I don't know. So do you not have a podcast?
I have a podcast. Here's a sticker.
Here's a sticker. Enjoy your sticker.
Yeah. What did you do?
So let me take.
A lactate?
I have cough suppressants.
Oh.
Because I've been sick this last week, and I took Wednesday off and slept the entire day, and that was my self-care.
God, that's nice.
I took a bath.
Ooh. Did you use any, like, fun products?
You know, I used a bath bomb, if you will. I didn't feel great after that still.
Oh.
Whatever this is, it's not great.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, everyone is sick. It's, like, been crazy. Like, this past week, everyone seems to have gotten sick. Like, there were sub requests left and right. Everyone was like, oh, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, I can't help
you. Well, we were supposed to record last week, fun fact. And me and Keith, like, went to breakfast And I'm not kidding you. Before breakfast, I was like, yeah. And then, like, right before we got our food, I was like, oh, no. And I started coughing. I couldn't stop coughing. It was just, it was not great.
Yuck.
Wish my mouse would work, because I don't know if this thing is going to.
Yeah, this is our first time, like,
Yeah, my mouse decided to just not work today, so filming. That's fun. Yeah, so.
Also, we have a theme for this episode, you guys, and the next one. We're wearing juicy tracksuits.
Juicy couture. I'm like, which way is that?
Where's my...
Our butts say juicy.
My butt doesn't say juicy. Kim's butt says juicy. I have my juicy here.
Well, I bought it when we were on a ski trip, and me and Danae were like, well, I don't want to get it if you don't get it. And then yeah. I was like...
I bought mine to be like the cool mom from Mean Girls for Halloween.
It's fine, Regina. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. And
do you want a little bit? I'd prefer you drink it here.
And then I didn't end up wearing it.
Honestly, that's a really solid. I have an idea. I have an idea. For Halloween.
We're not going to say it here?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll take pictures of it.
Okay.
It's fine. Later. It's fine. We'll get it figured out. I just punched the microphone. Hey, we do that sometimes.
Whoops. Okay. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So our theme, as you said, 2000s.
Y2K.
What was something that was so important to you at that point?
In the, like, 2000 or, like...
Just in the 2000s. General. Like, what is something that's 2000s and also, like, at that point it was so important to you?
Probably like pop music, sparkles, I don't know, trying to fit in, trying to be cool.
God, fucking relatable.
Cause like 2000, like in 2000 we were 10. So like all of the 2000s was like our like teen years basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Samesies with me.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace was one that was so important.
Sochmeads, yes, yes.
Remember? Oh
God, I love MySpace.
When that boy commented on your photo and was like, wow.
Oh my God. Do you remember Hot or Not? Oh my God.
I think so. But
it was like literally like you would post your picture
on
hotornot.com and then people would literally rate it like 1 to 10. And basically decide if you were hot or not.
I didn't do that. And I am so grateful. Because let me tell you, when I was like, I looked the age I was. Like, or I did not look the age I was.
Like, oh, like younger?
Yeah. Okay. Like 16, I looked 12. And people are like, she's very young. And I'm like, you're right. Can't do anything.
Don't be a pedo.
Yeah, don't be a pedo. So that was something that was really important to me. It's called The Farmville Murders, but starring MySpace.
Starring MySpace.
It has nothing to do with the application Farmville.
Oh, like, oh my God, I like completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. When I like
read it. Remember when people were obsessed with that?
Remember when people would be like, come see my farm. And you're like, no.
I would always get those stupid, like, invites. Wait, was that on MySpace or was that Facebook?
The farm thing? I don't know which one. I just remember it was, like, consistent.
So annoying.
Guys, we don't want to go visit your farm.
Stop sending me, like, things to
about
the farm. I don't care.
The last thing I want to see is your farm. I want to see the virtual farm. your virtual farm. It's the last thing I want to see. Okay. So... On MySpace, there was a group of people that enjoyed a music genre called horrorcore. Okay. Do you know anything about horrorcore?
No.
Okay. Basically, like kind of.
Okay.
So it's basically a rap or hip hop kind of music with the super fucked up themes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get into it.
Love it.
Bands like Tech N9ne and ICP are more popular versions of them. I was going to give you an example. So,
Yeah.
And I'm assuming I didn't listen to them, but I've played them for you. Blood on the Dance Floor.
Yeah.
Remember that one time I played it for you and then you're like, I need something. And we played we played Danae's. Wow. I'm comparing you to Taylor Swift. We played Taylor Swift's like Lavender Haze afterwards.
As a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, it wasn't like mainstream music, but basically people enjoyed it and they found a community on Facebook and they found a community on MySpace, and the community was kind of small. People really liked each other in that community. It was just like
they found each other.
Yeah, they found each other. It was like
a small community of like, hey, you like something weird? Me too.
I'm all about it.
Let's be weird together.
So there was a guy that thought he was really good at horrorcore, and his name was Psycho Sam. But his actual name is Richard, and he was 20 years old.
Not Richard. Richard.
My notes are just cracking
me up. I mean, like, Richard is like not really a good, you know, it's not really a good name. So like,
no.
You got it. Psycho Sam, cool.
Richard,
not cool.
He's a dick. So... So he caught the eye of a bunch of girls in the same community, especially Emma, whose name on there was Ragdoll. She was 16 and was so involved in the community that she met a bunch of friends that way.
Okay.
So Richard, who I will refer to as such because that's his fucking name,
okay,
lived in California with his parents. He was basically the outcast of the outcasts. Oh. How embarrassing that not only are you not liked, you're not liked by the people who are also not liked.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. So, he dropped out of high school. Psycho Sam was his way to escape. I'm sure you'd love to know the title of some of his songs.
Oh my God.
Which I'll tell you.
Tell me.
The Biffle song. Don't know what it is. Don't know. I looked.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Biffle?
Biffle. If you know what Biffle is, please email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Hot Sex.
Oh.
Burning Churches.
He's taking a little or a nod towards the what is it? The black metal.
Yeah. I thought of that the entire time. A Murderous Rage. Oh. I have lyrics from the song, don't worry. I know you're thinking, Kim, these songs sound so great.
Oh,
today mad. Is not your ordinary day, okay, because last night was the murderous rage. But now I got to get rid of the bodies before the corpses start to get to rotten.
Uh-oh.
It's good. It's poetic.
It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Seek help.
My Dark Side is another song title.
Okay.
These were my favorite titles, and I even had lyrics to one of them, so, you know.
He's deeply disturbed.
They're really, really deep and really well produced.
How is he producing them?
They're like breathy. Like, and I'm like, oh, no. He sounds like me right now, pretty much. So, they were posted on his MySpace, and... many people have tried to, like, find more, but they, like, had struggles. Like, I think these were the ones that people were able to find. Okay. But he hung out with other horrorcore enthusiasts in California. He didn't look like a bunch of the people in the community. I'm, like, looking at them, and they're all, like, tattooed and, like, pierced. And then he's, like, you know, like a nerd. So, anyways. So, in 2009... Emma, who was 15 at the time, but became 16 during this little situation, 20-year-old Richard and her kind of like had a thing.
No, I know. Sir.
You had a MySpace boyfriend. You need to calm down.
Okay, he was 3 years older than me.
She's 16, he's 20. No, I know. I'm on your side about this, but... Sir. I'd like to have words with your MySpace boyfriend. I like how you immediately were like, she's got me there. Anyways. But she lived in Farmville, Virginia, and which was pretty far from where he lived in Southern California.
I was confused. Okay. I was thinking of like when people played Farmville.
Yeah. That's why this threw me off. And that's why I wanted to state that at the beginning, that it had nothing to do with that. Because... you would assume,
okay,
but it took place. I know. Okay. I tricked you like a trickster.
Got it.
So Emma was homeschooled at the age of 14 after her parents separated. Her dad, Mark, was a pastor at church, and her mom, Deborah Kelly, was a professor of sociology and criminal justice at university. She basically was the absolute opposite of her parents, but they loved her so much and accepted her for her interesting interests.
Oh.
Like, the most opposite thing ever, but, like, so supportive.
Good. That's how parents
we love when parents are supportive. I think it's great. Yeah. I wasn't like...
Good job, parents.
Yeah, good job.
That's, like, what you should do.
So, Rozicael was another horrorcore artist. Rozicael.
Rozicael?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she was on MySpace and had done some work on horrorcore, and she was friends with Richard, but Rozicael was also friends with Emma.
Okay.
So, and she decided to introduce her to her friend Melanie Wells. Melanie Wells lived where Emma lived. So, Rozicael knew all these people. That's the thing. It's like, Rozicael was friends with everyone.
Okay.
She knew Emma. She knew Richard. But she also was like, you know, this girl's so sweet. I know another girl named Melanie who's, like, in her area. Maybe they should be friends. And Emma and Melanie became, like, that in 2008.
Okay.
So, basically, what to know, Rozicael knows everyone and is friends with everyone.
She's, like, linking everyone up.
Yes.
She's, like, the thread of the friends.
Yes. So, this is how the two also met.
Okay.
And Richard and Emma, you know, she definitely had a crush on him. And he even, like, recorded a video where he's like, I don't know, she wanted me to, like, record a video. It's so crazy. I, like, don't know what to say to these. Like, you know, that kind of embarrassing thing.
Ew.
Yeah, so.
Like, talking about how he liked her?
Yeah. He's like, so I guess, like, I'm making this video to say hi, Emma. It's so crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Kristen Wiig when I talk like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when she does
yeah.
her thing. I was like, oh, I feel like. Anyways. But he, like, posts a video like that. And it was, like, I was listening and I'm, like, cringing the whole time. So, the two decided that they liked each other. And Richard wanted to come to Virginia to meet Emma. And at this point, Emma and Melanie were like, we're going to go to this horrorcore meetup. You should come. And he was like, yeah. And it was in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Which would be... I don't know. Keith does this all the yeah. time. He won't even answer me sometimes. I'm like, do you want to do that? And he's like,
sick.
And I'm like, anyways. Okay. Cool. So it was a 10-hour drive.
Oh.
From Virginia to Detroit, which to me sounded kind of short for how far of a distance that is.
I mean, that's kind of a fun road trip with your bestie.
Exactly. So Emma's parents were actually okay with this. And they were like, we'll drive you. We'd like to be there.
Your parents are coming?
But they, like, weren't going to come to the thing. They just were going to go drive them.
No, listen. That sounds not
listen.
Fun.
My parents wouldn't let me leave okay. down the street at
I mean,
this age.
I respect them for, like, chaperoning. But
yeah.
that sounds not fun.
And they're, like, they were okay with it because they'd prefer they know she's doing it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
And be the ones taking her instead of her just, like, going behind their back.
Yeah.
So that was what they thought. And they were also okay with Richard coming to Virginia and staying at their house. So they could also, you know.
Make sure no
yeah.
hanky-panky happens.
Yeah. yeah, no hanky-panky. Not on this trip.
Not in this house.
Not under my roof. So before he went to Virginia, Emma had written on his wall, because you were able to write on people's walls on MySpace.
Oh, right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Next time you check your MySpace, you'll be at my house. I love you so much, baby, forever and for always. People were like, we were unsure if they were dating. I'm like, pretty much a fucking smoking gun, but what do I know?
Okay.
I was like, okay, pretty sure they probably were. So he landed on September 11th. They went to the airport to pick him up, and Emma immediately did not find him attractive.
Wait, I thought she liked him. I thought she said he was.
I think he did the whole
he catfished her.
He meow meow fish. Yeah. I felt really dumb saying that, so it's fine. His pictures on MySpace looked better and kind of different than how he looked in person, and she just wasn't okay with it. And not only that, but he was really immature and really, really socially awkward.
Okay. She's like, you're not go.
She's like, this is not gonna work
That's
for me.
Not what you look like online.
So imagine sticking with it and still going for the 10-hour road trip.
Oh no.
Like, with your parents. So, already your parents are in the car, so you have to be like, so, guys, like, what totally, like, legal and, like, fun things are we talking about?
Yeah.
And for 10 hours, exhausting. So when they got there, Deborah, Melanie, and Emma shared a room. And Emma's dad got his own room, and Richard also got his own room. So there was like three rooms total.
Okay.
Emma ignored Richard at the show because, like I said, she wasn't interested. Richard wasn't happy, but Emma didn't even hang out with him at the show.
It's like such a like typical teenage girl.
We've all seen this. We've all been there where they're like, I'm actually not into him.
You're gross.
Disgusting. And you're like, well, we have to find a way to get rid of him. And they're like, I don't know what to do. Jennifer.
Just ignore him.
Yeah. So the show happened. It obviously didn't go how Richard planned, or Emma for that matter. Because she thought she'd probably be attracted to her boyfriend, and she's not. So they traveled the 10 hours back to Farmville, Virginia. Richard was staying there for a week, and Mark dropped Deborah and the girls and Richard off at their house before he went home. He lived a little bit away from them in another state because the parents had separated.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, but like they obviously co-parented well. I don't think you're going on a 10-hour road trip if you hate each other. So, three in the morning, Richard was still upset. So he smoked some weed and then he drank some alcohol. Then he went outside and grabbed something kind of like an axe. And went in and went up to Melanie.
Uh-oh.
Who was asleep on the couch and he struck her. She was dead.
Well, that escalated. What? Okay.
Yeah. He was just so in his head about what happened and he knew like she wasn't interested.
Just go home, bro. Like.
Yeah.
It's a loss.
Yeah. Sorry, it didn't work out.
Like, you'll find someone else, dude.
Yeah, you don't need to like be there. Anyways. What? Next, he went to Deborah's room and struck her multiple times and killed her as well.
Oh, my God.
Then he went to Emma's room and he did the same to her as well. None of the women had woken up in the attacks. And this was done while they were sleeping because there were no defensive wounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Super escalated.
Like,
and also, I never heard about this.
I've never heard of this.
And it sounds, like, insane.
Yeah. Like, why? Okay. Like, you could have just left.
You could have just gone home and said, well, that sucked.
Well, that was awkward.
Yeah.
And left.
So, the first people that sounded the alarm that something was wrong were Melanie's mom and her brother because they tried calling her and she didn't answer. And in fact, it was so weird that they even called Rosicale and asked if Melanie had talked to her. And she said she hadn't heard from her either. Rosicale was like the one that introduced all of them together. So I'm not entirely sure why he was worried, like what made him worried. But Mark hadn't heard from them. And on September 15th, he had driven from West Virginia to Virginia to go check on them because he hadn't heard from them. And I don't know if that's the case or if Melanie's mom had called him at that point, but he went to the house and was looking in the windows because, like, nobody was answering the door, wondering what was going on. And Richard came outside and he told him that they had gone to the neighbor's
house. Still there? The fuck?
I know.
Why are you here, bro?
Why didn't you leave? That, to me, is the weirdest part.
What?
He's like, no, they're at the neighbor's. And Mark's like, oh, okay. Like, nobody's answering. He's like, I don't know. It's so crazy.
What?
Personally, me, I'd be like, well, let me see him.
Yeah.
So, September 17th, it's confirmed that Kathleen, at this point at least, did get in touch with Mark at this point. Because if you remember, it was September 15th is when he drove over there. And he's like, no, they're at the neighbor's, crazy. And Mark's like, dope.
And he just left?
Yeah. So, Kathleen, who's Melanie's mom, got in touch with Mark. And she said she hadn't heard from them and asked Mark when he had last seen them. And he's like, well, technically the night I dropped them off, September 14th, way early in the morning. And then I went home. And he was like, but Richard said they were at the neighbor's house. And I'm sure he was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, he was told they were at the neighbor's house and said he was going to go check on them and then call Kathleen back as soon as he knew anything. So he went to the house, and immediately he entered the house. He was looking around, and then he was struck in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
And killed. Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you still
there? Why are you still there, dude?
Why are you still there?
Oh, my God.
So Richard ends up calling Kathleen, and she's asking about where Mark is, and he's like, I don't know, but I hear something in the basement. And she's like, well, why don't you call the police? And he does. And he tells the police he hears something in the basement. It might be a dog. And they go check the basement, and then they leave. And you're like, well, Melanie was on the couch, right? Well, yeah, he put the bodies away.
Why is nobody investigating further?
Why is nobody more alarmed?
I don't, like, what?
And it's Melanie was moved to Emma's room. And I don't know if Emma was in the basement or upstairs. I'm not really sure about that. But there was, like, no dead bodies, and Mark obviously was moved. He's not just going to keep them there. But, again...
But, like, this kid doesn't live there. Like, mm-mm. Why are they just, like, okay, this random kid is telling us stuff. Bye. Like, I don't know. That's weird.
Why did you call the police, too? You're not talking...
Like, aren't you going to be like, oh, well, let me talk to the homeowner? Or, like, you know? Like, it seems strange.
This is botched as fuck in my eyes.
That's... weird.
Because usually they're like, who's the owner of this house?
Yeah.
And even if somebody's on vacation, they usually talk to them and they're like, yeah, you know, just so people know what's happening. But yeah, none of the victims were in the main spaces. So he was able, but also, like, why is there no blood? You can't tell me, like, he did a good job cleaning. Anyways, there's just a lot of, like, okay, what's going on? So the cops did say that Richard was acting completely normal, and they didn't get a vibe that anything was wrong other than the fact that he hadn't showered and smelled really bad. That's what they noticed. He smelled bad. And they're like, but anyways. So he stole money from Mark, and he stole Mark's car to go back to the airport. And he drove the car into a fucking ditch. And he was like, my girlfriend's dad's going to be really mad. So the police are just like, they helped him get his car out of the ditch, and he was on his merry way again.
What?
Right? It's so much like, what is going on?
Okay.
And they got the car out of the ditch, and I'm not exactly sure if he continued driving or if he just said fuck it, but he got a driver at one point to drive him the rest of the way to the airport. And the driver was even like, this fucker smells disgusting. And I'm sure the driver's like, get him out of my car. Nothing is worse than being trapped in the car and it's like the worst smell ever, you know? So at one point, the driver dropped him off somewhere and then a taxi driver picked him up. I don't really know what the sequence of events are.
Okay.
All I know is there was a car in the ditch. They got him out, didn't say anything to the owner of the vehicle. A driver drove him somewhere and then a taxi driver was driving him somewhere. And the taxi driver also was like, he smelled awful. And he told the driver that he just broke up with his girlfriend because she was texting another guy. I don't know. It sounds like a weird story.
Random detail.
But I'm sure the guy didn't ask for it. But and I'm sure the guy was like, oh, my God, get the fuck out of my car. You smell really bad. And also everyone that came into contact with him at that point was like, he smelled really bad. I can't imagine that if everyone agreed on that, how bad he must have smelled.
Mm.
So, anyways, he went to baggage claim and he just kind of stayed there for the night. And he was too poor to buy a sooner ticket, I guess. Okay. So that's probably why he was hanging out, but still, like...
Didn't he, like, steal money, though? Okay.
I know. There's so many parts of the story that are just, like... I don't think he was using his brain.
No, obviously not.
You know? Because, like, yeah, he did steal money. Like, what's going on with that? So, anyways, he admitted what he had done to one of his friends in the horror core group. And the guy let Rosicle know. And one of them called Kathleen. It was like, he said this happened. And apparently the sound that Kathleen made, people were like, I'll never forget that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But just finding out, like, because you're also like, where the fuck is Mark?
Was he, like, bragging about it? Like,
no, he was like, I did a horrible thing.
Okay.
But I'll get to that.
Okay. It's fucking wild.
But, yeah, they also contacted the Farmville police, like, the people in the group. And they quickly found the bodies, and they had to use dental records to identify who was who.
Yeah.
So Kathleen is still just like, where the hell's my daughter? And like,
mm-hmm. Well, because Mark didn't call her back.
Yeah.
And Richard, and she's like, well, call the police. What is going on? And she's like, I'm sure she was like, what the fuck? Like, nobody's giving this woman information. I would have been losing my fucking mind. So he was like, I did a horrible thing. However, reporters asked him why he did it, and he laughed and said, Jesus told him to do it, and laughed.
Shut up.
He clearly doesn't give a fuck. So he was charged with first-degree murder, robbery, and grand larceny. This came as a shock to everyone. Like, they were like, this guy? This guy? The awkward guy? Like, it's him that did it? But, yeah, he was given life. And people blamed horrorcore music for the longest time about this. So, like, well, obviously, and the people in the group were like, no, we have dark themes and everything, but we're not, like, murdering people. Like, that's, like, this is supposed to be fantasy.
Yeah, like, you can't blame music for someone just, yeah. like, going off the deep end and murdering someone.
Yeah, and I watched a video of this guy who shared a jail cell with him. And the guy basically was like, I had drug charges and I shared a cell with him. And I guess Richard was like, you gotta do good in this world, man. Like, don't be where I am. And then the guy's like, it was shocking to hear that he had murder charges. He's like, I just share a cell with somebody who had murder charges. Like, do you know how much that fucks with you? And I'm like, yeah, that would fuck with me. But yeah, that's the horrible Farmville murders.
Yeah, I think... there's definitely some mental health issues going on there.
Yeah. Like, you're just sitting at the house, eating food.
Like, acting normal.
That's yeah.
crazy.
Like, and the one thing people can say about you is that you smell bad. Like,
it's just, like, it went from, like nothing to, like, and now I'm going to kill this person. Like, you know, like, kill an entire family overnight.
Yeah.
Like, I
just
wonder,
because I was rejected.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, your biggest concern is that women will laugh at you. Our biggest concern is that you'll murder us. Like, that's.
I wonder, like, at what point he decided, like, I'm going to kill these people. You know, like, that's. I don't know. That's so scary.
And I'm wondering if he was, like, smoking pot and, like, drinking alcohol to, like, psych himself up or whatever.
And, like, I wonder if he was acting, like, pretty normal. Like, it seemed like they weren't concerned, obviously, that he was like
dangerous. They didn't say anything about the ride back. They're like, it was the same as the ride there. There's not a lot of conversation. So, and you know what, the parents did everything right.
Yeah,
they did everything right. Like, how were they to know this was gonna happen? And like, the girls were just trying to like, this is our fun group that we enjoy, like, this yeah. is. And it ended up like that. And how did we never hear about this story?
Yeah, that's wild.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think MySpace was still big in, like, 2009. When I was, like, researching this, because I know we want to do 2000s, I was like, 2009 is, like, still 2000s, whatever. So, yeah.
Wow, that's... That was shocking. Like,
yeah.
It was like, la la la, things are normal. And then it was like... And then he just randomly murdered that. Like, there was, like, not really a... I don't know. It just flipped.
The moral is you can do everything right and still get it wrong.
Yeah.
So that's the story of the Farmville murders. Wow. We'll put pictures up of the people on our Instagram. That's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yeah. And if you have stories or, you know, things that you want us to cover or, you know, self-care tips, anything really.
We love self-care tips.
You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We are also on TikTok and Facebook, so
hit us up.
Find us there.
Slide into our DMs.
We are not on MySpace. We probably would be.
Is it even still around?
I don't know. People were like, I was able to look at my profile, and I'm like, I wasn't.
Really?
I would love to go look at it. It'd be like a time capsule.
So embarrassing.
So I'm like, Kim, I'm 19. I'm crazy, and my friends think I'm crazy. Like, I bet it is so cringy.
Yeah. Anyways, hit us up, and until next time, self-care yourself.
Self-care yourself.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye.